Now, we've had a request. We've had several requests to resurrect something, that we did years and years ago. It was a story. It was quite a tragic story, yet somehow uplifting, wasn't it?
Yes, it really was quite special.
About this horse. And I think we're going to give it a go now. Should
we play it? Yeah, let's do it.
Let's reminisce. Are you ready, Greta? I'm ready.
At joy.org.au and on the wireless at 94.9 in Melbourne.
Well, meanwhile, I think it's time for another animal story.
Ooh, let's.
A drunken pony called Fat Boy fell into a swimming pool after binging on fermented apples in Cornwall. The horse escaped from his stable, broke into Sarah Penhaligon's back garden, this is relevant, in Newquay, and ate hundreds of rotting apples. Fat Boy then stumbled across the garden, lost his footing and fell headfirst into a swimming pool. Sarah, 28, woke up after hearing a huge splash and found the moorland pony in the shallow end.
Oh, that's good.
Unaware that Fat Boy was drunk, Sarah from Newquay, yes, we know that, fed him more apples to keep him calm before fire crews arrived. When I looked outside, she said, I saw this massive animal in the dark. And I thought the Beast of Bodmin was in the pool. I don't know what the Beast of Bodmin is, but you don't want it in your swimming pool, do you?
No, you don't want Fat Boy in your swimming pool.
I was terrified, but when I took a closer look, I realised it was a horse. I didn't have a clue what to do next. Who do you call when there's a horse stuck in your swimming pool? I dialed 999, and they asked which service...
This is for real.
They asked which service I wanted, and I said, I didn't know. I just said a horse in my pool. I needed help. Police and fire crews raced to the scene at 3 a.m. and spent 2 hours building a... this is too much. Spent 2 hours building a set of hay steps in...
Hay steps. In the pool?
Yeah.
What about the water? Anything like sponge. Can you imagine you've got a drunk pony in your pool and he's trying to get his little hoof up on his sponges?
Well, I don't know. Well, they finally hoisted him out. Obviously, the hay steps didn't work.
No.
They finally hoisted him out of the water at 5 a.m. with the help of several artists.
Can you imagine? So I can't come to work today. There's a drunk pony in my pool.
Boys in my shallow end. You know, it's a... He'll learn.
Yes, he will learn. Will he, though?
Oh, I know, that's the problem. Have we learned? I'm still eating fermented apples. I don't know about you.
I. Same. I haven't fallen in any pools of late.
You did fall into a rose bush, though, I remember.
Yeah, I did fall into
a rose bush. You know, off the door of a portaloo.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast. For full details, hit joy.org.au.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did.
The fifth time around. Good old Fat Boy.
Oh, tragic story.
I wonder how he's doing after that. I hope he's...
I hope he's off the fermented apples.
Well, yes. Well, it's a bit greedy getting drunk on fermented apples, but I hope he's retired.
Yeah.
And he's in some nice paddock.
I think, because I'd do a bit of a, what do you call that thing when you do a thing? When you go to Lourdes.
More clues.
Yeah, I know. You go, I want to say, it's pilgrimage.
Yes.
To see Fat Boy.
Oh, well, maybe we should Google him and see where he is.
Yeah, all right. I think we will. We'll update you.